Hello and welcome to the Stop Procrastinating Now podcast. My name is Stefan Stavrakis, your undisputed brain geek. And today is October 22nd, 2006. And we're recording live here in Vancouver, British Columbia. It's time to get revved up, charged up, and ready to strap on your mental seatbelt because we're going to put your brain into gear. We'll be talking about this daily reference emotion and how it might be costing you loads of time, money, and energy today. This is your mental wake-up call. Time to get some stuff going and stop procrastinating now and put your life into gear. So you're listening to Stefan Stavrakis. I'm a professional speaker and expert in the secret psychology of eliminating procrastination. I'd like to welcome all the new listeners and remind the old ones that this episode and all other episodes are available at www.stopprocrastinatingnow.podomatic.com. And just recently, we added show notes to the podcast, so you can go to www.stopprocrastinatingnowpodcast.com and sign up for the show notes of each show. The show notes mailing list will not only give you the show notes, but as the podcast progresses, we'll add some more goodies, some advanced strategies to stop procrastinating for good. So to get a brief outline of all the tips and techniques and ideas that are presented in the podcast, your email will be held in our super secure servers at www.stopprocrastinatingnowpodcast.com, and we'll keep it confidential because I hate spam as much as you do. First off, you might be wondering why it's been a few weeks since our last podcast. Well, I've been out of town and doing seminars on this very topic, and this week has been the only time that I've had more than 30 minutes to slow down and do this podcast. So from now on, we'll make sure that we do one or two podcasts a week so that we can keep you up to date. For those of you who've been asking to promote the podcast, please send an email to stopprocrastinatingnow.podomatic.com, and my staff will be in touch with you within the next 24 hours. So the last podcast, we talked about emotional intensity. We described it, told you how to increase it for yourself so you can take action to the next level. I'd love to hear how you've implemented the principles taught in the last podcast, so please leave us some comments. So talking more about your emotional state, by now you must realize that all your actions, or lack thereof, are as a result of how you feel. And what you feel is a choice. So today's podcast is about setting the emotional tone for your day. So today we're going to talk about some steps to take to set the emotional tone for your day. And you might be wondering, what does it mean to set the emotional tone for your day? Well, last year, I went to Disneyland with my wife and my kids. And I remember being captivated by a group of four gentlemen singing a cappella. They called themselves the Barbershop Quartet. To me, they sounded like four angels. And what I noticed is that before every song, one of them would wrap his mouth around a harmonica and blow out a tone that was the cue for all the singers. It was the key, the tone, and the pitch that that next song would be singing. This is setting the tone for the entire song. By using this tone, they all knew exactly what key to sing in, and therefore, the song came out in perfect harmony. My guess is that is if they didn't set the tone, all the singers couldn't get it all together on the right key. In a weird sort of way, I realized that in order to create a flow and ease in your day, you need to take a state of mind that sets the tone for your day. What is the tone for your day? What is the state of mind that you reference every single day? Have you ever wondered what that is? Maybe pull out a pen and paper and figure that one out. What are you focusing on all day that causes your state of mind to drive your behavior? Is it the key of fun and excitement, or is it stress and overwhelm? Is it the key of peace and flow, or is it anxiety and urgency? Is your key the freedom and easy task achievement, or is it a feeling stuck and procrastinating? So step number one is to realize and become aware of the emotion that you reference all day. Pull out a piece of paper and a pen and ask yourself, what emotion am I usually in for the entirety of the day? So step number two, choose a tone or choose a key or choose a new emotion for the day. Just as that lead singer of that barbershop quartet set the key or the tone for the song, it's time for you to set the key or tone for your day by deciding what you want it to be. Think of a state of mind you'd like to feel all day. Is it peace? Is it excitement? Is it a flow feeling? Is it freedom? Or is it just that feeling of getting things done now, easily and effortlessly? Make a choice for the state of mind like you'd like to have all day. Make that choice in the morning when you're fresh, before you think about your day. Here's an important side point. Your brain can't tell the difference between what's real or what's vividly imagined. And if that statement is true, then just by thinking about what you have to do today before you choose your reference emotion for the day, you already set the tone for your day. And that thought process will automatically set the tone for you. For example, if you're thinking of how frustrating it will be to face your employees or how overwhelming your day is going to be, you'll set the tone of frustration and overwhelm in your mind's eye and immediately feel it. And that is the emotion that you're going to be referencing all day. If you're thinking about all the tasks that will stress you out today, you'll set the tone of stress. Guess what? Your brain will give you that emotion of stress as a reference experience for the entire day. So make a choice. Choose a tone that you think will make your day amazing. Maybe it's peace. Maybe it's freedom. Maybe it's flow. Maybe it's you want to be active and action-oriented. Maybe you want to feel excitement. Or maybe it's just fun. Now, step three. How you actually reference that experience and how you can actually make that emotion happen is you think about situations in the past that gave you a feeling of the feeling that you want. If you remember that the brain can't tell the difference between what's real and what's vividly imagined, you give yourself the gift of vividly imagining a situation in the past that gave you the feeling that you want. Is it the flow feeling that you want? Then remember last time you were totally immersed in the flow state. The last time that your brain was so in line and you were so focused and you were doing all the things that you wanted to do. Just allow yourself to go back to that time in your mind's eye and maybe just start thinking about what it was like. Just imagine a moment, that amazing flow day, the day that you could do nothing wrong, that everything seemed to flow and everybody was operating around you as if they were all cogs in a meticulously designed Swiss watch. Everything you touched seemed to turn to gold and you felt calm, peaceful, and focused, almost as if you're in tune with everything and everyone around you. Now here's the interesting part. The more details that you can remember about that day in that moment, the more you immerse yourself into that feeling of flow that you had that day. Essentially, you're communicating to your mind, I want to feel like that again right now. The mind is a faithful servant to you. If you use it correctly, it will respond accordingly by giving you all the emotions that you ask for. So by remembering that specific time that you were in the emotion that you wanted to feel, you automatically start feeling that emotion. And here we go for step four, do it until. You might be asking yourself, until what? You need to give yourself this mental vacation for as long as it takes until you feel the emotion that you have chosen at 100%. So you keep on thinking about what it felt like to be in flow until you feel it 100% throughout your entire body. And don't stop thinking about the details of that day until you feel 100% in that state of mind. The more you practice, the easier you'll be able to feel that state of mind again. And only when you feel the emotion you want as the tone for your day should you begin your day. Do not, I repeat, do not embark on your day without choosing your tone. Otherwise, your tone for the day will be a reflection of the last frustrated, anxious, or overwhelmed, or bad thought that you had. Take control. Set your tone. I guarantee you, you'll have a more amazing day because you spent that extra 2 to 3 minutes to choose the emotion that you want to reference it for the entire day. So if you would like to feel more flow, more energy, more excitement, more fun in your day, then choose a reference emotion that will allow you to feel that. Remember, bottom line, you're choosing your emotions. Don't let other people around you choose the emotions for you. Don't let your circumstances choose your emotions for you. Because tell you what, if you want to be more efficient and get more things done and stop procrastinating, you need to be in an emotional state that will allow you to take action in an efficient manner. And if you're all frustrated, overwhelmed, or down, or any of those kinds of feelings, every thought that comes to your mind is not an efficient thought, or at least is not as efficient as it could be if you were in a state of peace or a state of flow or a state of excitement. So here we go. Step one, realize what thoughts you think about when you wake up in the morning for the first time. So as soon as your eyes open up, pay attention to what thoughts actually make your mood. You know, you've ever woken up one day and you said, I'm in a bad mood today? Well, more than likely, it's because you thought about something that made you feel bad or made you feel an emotion that you didn't want to feel. And then you just obsess over it in your mind over and over and over again all day. And that's how you create a bad mood. So step one, realize what emotion that you are setting when you actually wake up in the morning. Step two, choose a new one. Choose something that is far more useful for you. Something that you know that if you felt for the entire day, that the day would go by awesome and you'd get a lot more things done and stop procrastinating. Step three, in order to feel that emotion that you chose in step two, then you must begin to think about the past and think about a time that you actually did feel that emotion. And the more detailed that you get into your thought process, the more you remember about that time, that event, the more you will feel that emotion. And once you start feeling that emotion at 100%, that's when you get up. That's when you start your day, because you're feeling it at 100%, and that will be the reference emotion for your entire day. And if it is at 100%, there is nothing that can happen in your day that will waver that emotional state. So in step four, you do it until you feel it at 100%. And when you feel it at 100%, then you start taking action. Then you start your day. So follow those four simple steps, and I guarantee you, you will be able to create the day of more efficiency, more action, more tasks being done, and you'll be a lot happier and be able to create more things in your life more than you've ever been able to create before. Now, the point of this podcast is to get you to be more at choice for your emotions, making you choose what you want to be feeling like rather than other people or your environment making your mood for you. Allowing you to choose your emotion and showing you how to identify your emotion that you want, how to harness it, think about it, make that emotion your reference for the entire day. This is how you fuel your mind, energize your action, and get more things done. Next time, we'll have a guest with me, hopefully. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to get a hold of him. We've been kind of going back and forth on the phone, but we're going to be talking about the one emotion that you can use to create a habit. This one emotion will allow you to do more, be more consistent, more persistent, and allow you not only to take action, it will allow you to create consistent action so that you can create habits that you want to create that will get you to stop procrastinating and getting more things done. Hopefully you've enjoyed today's podcast. Please leave comments on www.stopprocrastinatingnow.podomatic.com. And remember to sign up for the transcript of this show at www.stopprocrastinatingnowpodcast.com. We'll send you a copy of the notes that we've used to write this show and pick out the parts that you want to apply in your day-to-day routines. Plus, once in a while, I'll throw in some cool stuff and we'll help you on your journey to becoming procrastination free. And if you want some help on creating that powerful reference emotion that we were talking about, ask yourself some questions. When is it the last time I felt totally blank? Blank is the emotion that you want to feel. Where was I? Whom was I with? What was I doing? What was I wearing? How was I breathing? How was I standing? Or how was I sitting? How was I carrying myself? Keep asking yourself questions like that until you uncover all the details that will increase your reference emotion. Till next time, this is Stefan Stavrakis for www.stopprocrastinatingnow.podomatic.com. Make sure you tell everyone you know that could benefit from this podcast. We're growing by leaps and bounds. And the past few weeks, we are now at almost 1,000 subscribers. Keep the comments coming, requests and questions, and I'm blessed for having you as a listener and helping me put together this podcast. Hopefully it's of high value and it makes sense to you and it helps you. Have an amazing day and take action now.